It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You made the best of this test, and that is why you got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That's the Denny.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You want me to keep going?
No, thanks. That's great.
Yeah, pal. We're good, pal.
We're good.
Denny's got shows at 7 and 9 o'clock tonight, and he'll be selling copies of his best-selling album.
Donnie's staring at him. Norm was staring at him. I was like, you want me to keep going, huh?
Norm answered that question for you. I'll tell you that much.
Denny.
Appreciate it.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That's right. Time for the emergency break of the week, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. You guys know the drill. We give you three candidates. You vote on your favorite at 888-787-1310. And a very difficult week to pick three because we had 19 total candidates this week. Narrowed it down to three. It could have been all Dylan Reed, and that's where we're going to start off because our own Matt Birmingham was filling in for Justin on Wednesday. Justin did the draft late into the night Tuesday night. So Dylan Reed running the board for the first time, I believe, in the afternoon. A lot of pressure on that position, and maybe Dylan just had the yips. There were multiple things I could have picked from Dylan. I could have picked him messing up on Why Today Doesn't Suck, the helpline, missing a sponsor on E! News. But what we're going to go with, and I think this paints the picture of the whole day the best. Mm-hmm. This is during Community Quick Hits. Now, Community Quick Hits is sponsored every day. Ham reads it real quick. Boom. Right to Dave. It took a while to get off the ground for old Dylan Reed.
Community Quick Hits!
Dylan, who is this brought to us by, would you say?
No way.
Stand by.
Community Quick Hits. I'm here. Don't worry about it.
Not a chance.
We're not. It still
is
not worried.
Brought to you by.
Just let me know when to go.
Dylan!
It snuck up on him. He didn't know when Quick Hits was going to be.
We're
going
to want you to write
relax.
Down all the sponsors for tomorrow before the show starts.
All right, you can tell us here in a second. Here's Dave.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Here's Dave.
Just go.
Camp Mystic.
He's got it now.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Not a chance.
Now he's saying now he doesn't.
Oh.
God bless America, Dylan. I'm gonna walk down there and I'm gonna rip your larynx out.
We're gonna sweep the e-break with today's show. All right, Dave, go ahead.
He said now he's got it.
No,
Texas Live.
Texas Live. Okay, go, Dave.
Texas Live.
So, Justin, I saw you counting over there. What did you get to before we got a sponsor? I'm not sure if it was the right sponsor, but we got one.
I think I lost track at around 45 seconds. And from what I understand, DJ told me he had him written down, but then he couldn't read his own handwriting.
He can't read his own
handwriting.
And
so then he had to go look back into the logbook.
Oh, see, the thing is, those sponsors they're really hard to find. They might be hidden. They might be under a table. Might be in a different
room.
Don't
worry about it. They're all printed in
bold. Oh, they're all in a
Yeah, they're
in a
actually
log,
not that
right,
hard
right
to find.
Behind, that says Community Quick Hits.
I love the panic of, I know it's taking me nearly a minute to finally get the sponsor out. If I say it quickly, it gets me back on track. Because then he finally just, Texas Live, we're good.
Just say it clearly.
Texas Live.
Nailed it.
And that wasn't the first time. That was, you could... It builds up, dude, as a wise man once said. You could hear Corby, because the same thing happens during E! News.
He's incredible.
An hour earlier. So Dylan Reed was going through it. I hope he gets another opportunity. He did the game show a couple years back that we're going to have to revisit this at some point. Like, yeah.
He was 6'9".
And Tip Sheet is obsessed with that.
He celebrates it regularly.
Don't worry about me.
Uh-huh. So that's the great Dylan Reed is candidate number one. Candidate number two. Oh, Johnny Ebrake, the T-Box. And there was quite a few things to pick from old Rosen. I went with this. They were talking about the story of the Londoner running out of beer during the World Cup. And Rosen was talking about going to a Morgan Wallen show where a similar thing happened. Now, Morgan Wallen, very controversial. However, he is one of the most popular country pop artists in the world. Yeah. Everybody knows the name.
You love him.
Okay, whatever, no. But I at least, we know how to pronounce his name.
Morgan Waller?
How do you run out of beer on a day like
so,
that?
So, when we were up in that bar to look at the Morgan Wallen concert, we're sitting up there, and they ran out of beer.
Jeez.
It was like, we just didn't expect you guys to be drinking so much. Well, I don't drink so much, but I'm like, really? And you should have seen the table of how many beers were on our table. But we weren't the only ones. It was every table there. And they ran out of beer. I said, well, we didn't want to close at this moment, but there's no Morgan Wallen concert, and we don't have any beer left. So,
Is that a crude mashup of Waylon Jennings and Morgan Wallen?
What's that?
Morgan Wallen.
Is that not how you say it?
Wallen. Which Wallen. Is weird because you had it right the first time you mentioned this, and then you somehow went to Morgan Wallen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
I don't know his music. I'm sorry.
He went to his show.
I didn't know. How do you look at that name, though, and think it'd be pronounced Wallen? It's Martin literally Wallen.
Yeah, there's no Y. There's no H in there.
It's two
Wallen.
L's.
Yeah. Wallen.
Good on Eli for bringing that up.
I think that Rick only brought Eli in because he's tired of calling Craig out all the time.
Yeah.
And so Eli, as a young buck, can do it.
And then Craig is surprised that he said Morgan Wallen. What?
Again?
I don't know his music. Can we hear how he says it one more time?
Sorry, Gilbert.
How do you run out of beer on a day like
so,
that?
So when we were up in that bar to look at the Morgan Wallen concert, we're sitting up there, and they ran out of beer.
Jeez.
It's like, we just didn't expect you guys to be drinking so much. Well, I don't drink so much, but I was like, really? And you should have seen the table of how many beers were on our table. But we weren't the only ones. It was every table there. And they ran out of beer. I said, well, we didn't want to close at this moment, but there's no Morgan Wallen concert, and we don't have any beer left. So,
Is that a crude mashup of Waylon Jennings and Morgan Wallen?
What's that?
Morgan Wallen.
Is that not how you say it?
Wallen. Is weird because you had it right the first time you mentioned this, and then you somehow went to Morgan Wallen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He let it go.
I don't know his music. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm saying I don't drink much.
Yeah.
As he's just sounding all slurry.
I don't know about all that.
Saturday morning. So there he is, Craig Rosengarten, Johnny Ebrake, candidate number three. It's our old buddy Ham.
Oh.
Now, he will have some misspeaks. Could have been nominated for that, but that's not what this is from. This is from Soccer Theater 1310 on Friday. There was a lot going on. I mean, we had a goal during a ticker that we had to break in with. Ham is known as the devil. He's known of the bits with little to no bet payoff. And he's known as a sniper. And Ham had a great snipe that caught us all off guard. And I didn't notice this at the time, but it made Lando cuss.
Well, again, he's the most consistent because we are not putting the defense totally under duress yet, but he's been great. I'm very thrilled. And, you know, he missed the last World Cup because of injury. Him and Jedi Robinson both, right?
Well, yeah. What was that weird stat that we were talking about off the air about his passes? Like,
oh, he went 82 for 82.
Careful.
Was it 82 for 82?
83 of 85 or something like that.
No, he was perfect. He didn't.
Yeah, he was perfect. It was the first time that's been done since the 66 World Cup.
I have the number,
by any player.
What's that, Lando?
What, Lando?
I have the number, Corby, if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was a drop, Ham.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, it is 76-41, 42.
Like, not enough chaos is going on out here.
45.
And I'm tricked by Ham. Yeah, go ahead, Lando. I'd love to hear this.
How about, like, that should have been on Lando, but none of us heard it. He called him a D.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah, I didn't hear it down line.
Can we hear that part again?
Oh.
No?
Perhaps.
I think we can.
Dylan Reed?
I have the number, Corby, if you want.
What's that, Lando?
What, Lando?
I have the number, Corby, if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was a drop, Ham.
Yes.
You D.
What's Lando doing?
I don't know.
Especially for a guy like him, he doesn't drink much either.
Yeah.
USA had a lead at the time. I think it was 1-0. Just be happy.
Wow. A lot of aggression.
D.
He was. He did put him on the spot and make him come up with a number that Corby's looking for out of nowhere.
Because we're actually having a brief moment of serious soccer talk during football theater.
And that's the best feeling as a board op is when you get a new drop and they're on remote and you can catch them off guard with it and they think it's something you're actually saying. So that's pretty great. So there's Ham. Those are your three candidates. Is it Dylan Reed? Is it Craig Morgan Whalen Rosengarten? Or is it Ham shooting the wheels off of Football Theater 1310? Call us up, 888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, well, three winning cockies on the Sunshine Half. You heard that new Randy Tarvis? Randy Tarvis?
That's a Rosen vote. All right.
Tarvis.
Hello, caller. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Ham, being a Richard and Hooter Brown.
Okay. One vote for Ham.
That's a good vote.
Yeah, very responsible. Caller, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, chaps. Happy Friday. I'll take Matthew Birmingham.
Okay. Birmingham. Very good day to you. Caller, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, guys. I love you guys so much. Thanks for filling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Rosengarten's got to be AI, right? As much as he screws up.
Oh, I'm real.
Yeah. Oh, he's with us now. Thank you. All right. Good morning, caller. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Wow, I made it through. It's the E-Break. Brought to you in part by...
Spit it out.
Hold on.
He could find the sponsors before Dylan could. That's a vote for Dylan.
Drive up here and get first, him before Dylan had it.
First vote for Dylan. Hello, caller. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Do you know what name that every P1 should be able to pronounce? The name of Barry Bunch. Fired years ago.
All right.
I love the Barry Bunch undervote. That's great.
Rosen messing up a name, I guess. All right. Hello, caller.
That's just undervote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. This is 17-times fake Austin Trusty and my limp leg. And I would like to vote for one Craig Rosengarten.
Okay.
Heal up, Austin.
Three votes for Rosen. Good morning, caller. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
6 o'clock Friday, and your mom doesn't know she's leaving until she hears the screen door slamming. That's that new Girth Brooks.
Girth Brooks.
We've had Girth Brooks and Randy Tarvis.
I like it. So that's one away from a win.
All right. Caller, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
You know, I am right,
Unbelievable.
Hi, Monty.
Hey.
Hey, it's an honor to be on with those who fish, to talk and see Bass and David Minow.
All right. Oh, that's all of us.
It's good to hear from you.
I want to vote. Is it Johnny Ebrick? Is he up for today?
He is.
Certainly is.
Well, I want to vote for Johnny Ebrick, just so you know, and y'all have a happy take a dip in the pool.
All right. We will love you too. And we have winner, Johnny Ebrick.
Dixie Six.
Craig Rosengarten is your winner.
How do you run out of beer on a day like
so,
that?
So when we were up in that bar to look at the Morgan Whalen concert, we're sitting up there and they ran out of beer.
Jeez.
It's like, we just didn't expect you guys to be drinking so much. Well, I don't drink so much, but I'm like, really? And you should have seen the table of how many beers were on our table. But we weren't the only ones. It was every table there. And they ran out of beer. They said, well, we didn't want to close at this moment, but there's no Morgan Whalen concert, and we don't have any beer left. So,
wah, wah.
Is that a crude mashup of Waylon Jennings and Morgan Wallen?
What's that?
Morgan Whalen.
Is that not how you say it?
Wallen.
Wallen. Wallen.
Well, had, Morgan which Wallen. Is weird because you had it right the first time you mentioned this, and then you somehow went to Morgan Whalen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know his music. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I know his music.
The
sorry.
Really is great. Like, he has to tell him everything he said in the last 5 minutes.
Wait, what? What day is it?
I don't remember.
A day?
Huh? That's awesome. Okay.
Daddy, how many wins is that for old Rosen?
That is Craig Rosengarten's 36th e-brake win all time. He is 105 behind the GOAT, Norm Hitzkus. Tyler is inconsolable right now. His boy Dylan did not win for his game show and did not win today. Tyler's very upset.
He's going to have to step his game up.